This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, a new method of gauging Saddam Hussein's war chest. But first, members of the United Nations Security Council have yet to decide what they will do if Iraq fails to cooperate fully with weapons inspections. The Security Council has been divided over a proposal to guide the inspectors' work. To break that deadlock, the United States has now dropped a demand that the resolution authorize military action against Iraq should inspectors run into trouble there. It now says that the Security Council would be consulted in advance. France, Russia, and China have been openly opposed to using force against Iraq. As permanent members of the Security Council, they could veto any resolution. We've asked some reporters who've been covering the story in the Arab and Muslim world to join us now to discuss the feelings of those nations surrounding Iraq. Yasmin Çangar is the Washington bureau chief for the Turkish daily Milliyet and for CNN Turk. She joins us in our studios. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
And Afshin Molavi is the author of a new book called Persian Pilgrimages, and he's covered Iran for Reuters and the Washington Post. He's in our studios as well. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
And on the line from Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, is Khalid Al-Mayina, who's editor of the Arab News. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
And if we could begin, Ms. Çangar, with you first. In the early 1990s, Turkey allowed the Allied force that was coalescing against Saddam Hussein to base military assets in Turkey. What about this time?
This time, Turkey has very serious concerns. Turkey does not want a war, but if there will be a war, Turkey would probably prefer to be part of it on the U.S. side, to have a say in the future of Iraq, if you will. And Turkey is very much dependent on U.S. help in financial organizations like IMF and the World Bank. And given the very difficult economic situation in Turkey, and I think planners and policymakers in Ankara will see their interest in siding with the United States.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Molavi, now, it's been said that U.S. foreign policy, ironically or incongruously, I'm not sure which one we mean, actually shares some goals with Iran at this point.
That's right. In fact, you know, the Iranian government, as you know, has no love lost for Saddam Hussein. This is a man who has invaded Iran in 1980. He harbors an opposition group in Baghdad, this opposition group to the Islamic Republic called the Mujahideen-e Khalq. And frankly, the Iranian government does fear a nuclear-armed Saddam Hussein. But they also have mixed feelings about the potential for a U.S. invasion of Iraq, because if it were to be a successful invasion, then Iran would be faced with American soldiers to their east in Afghanistan, to their northeast in Central Asia, to their southwest in some of the Gulf Arab states, and now they'd have American soldiers to their west in Iraq.
So they might not bring themselves to openly support U.S. policy, but they would not at the same time do anything to seriously interfere with it.
That's right, that's right. And you know, with just some of the statements they've made in the past month or so, I mean, President Khatami has said, we are against unilateral action by the United States. But the key word there is unilateral action. Mm-hmm. Iran is very keen that if something does happen in Iraq, that it would be a multilateral, because they understand that the United States is having a very difficult time building an anti-Iraq coalition. And if they are to be next on the hit list as part of the Axis of Evil, they keenly understand that the difficulty of gaining an anti-Iraq coalition would be next to impossible to get an anti-Iran coalition. So they want to set the precedent of it being a multilateral action, not a unilateral action.
Mr. Al-Mayina, Saudi Arabia, of course, was prominently a member of the 1991 Desert Storm Coalition. It has not been so prominent right now in stepping up and joining any coalition. What's changed?
Well, I think what has changed is the situation on the ground. Right now, I think the Saudi concern is more on Palestine rather than on Baghdad. Mm-hmm. We really believe that Saddam is a defanged tiger, and I think, and many Saudis think, that the powder keg in the Middle East is the occupied West Bank rather than Baghdad.
Ms. Çangar, if the United States were to undertake military action against Iraq sometime over the next few months, could you help us project as to what kind of problems that might create for Turkey?
Ankara is, first of all, concerned very much about the economic situation. Of course, a war in the region means no tourism. There will be a loss of income from the oil pipeline we have with Iraq. And secondly, and maybe more importantly in Ankara's eyes now, there will be some political concerns, mostly involving the Kurdish population in Iraq. Turkey has a sizable population of Kurds of its own, and it has always been very concerned about the aspirations of independence and separationism on the part of Kurds. And any Iraqi Kurdish formation towards an independence would concern Ankara very seriously.
Mr. Malavi, what potential complications, concerns could a U.S. invasion of Iraq have in Iran?
Well, for the Iranian government, particularly the conservatives within the Iranian government, what they're particularly concerned about is, say there's a post-Saddam Iraq, and say it's a successful Iraq that unleashes the true potential of the Iraqi people, well-educated population, tremendous oil reserves. Let's say foreign investment starts coming back into Iraq, internet sanctions are lifted on Iraq. Well, then Iran's own population that is quite restive, that is quite frustrated at the state of their own economy right now, might look to Iraq and say, hey, why can't we have foreign investment coming into our country? Mm. You know, why can't we be no longer internationally isolated? So that would increase pressure on the conservatives to reform. Now, another thing that might happen is simply refugee flows. Iran already has about 500,000 Iraqi refugees, and there is concern that U.S. bombing would create large refugee flows into Iran as well.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Al-Mayna, the Saudis might have ambivalent thoughts about all this Iraqi oil being made available, wouldn't they?
Oh, yes, there will be another source for the Americans, and then we'll have to develop our markets, and I think they already have started developing. China needs a lot of oil. India needs a lot of oil. The Saudis will not be that much concerned with economic reforms and changes in Iraq because we're already on that track. I mean, we are a society that believes in free trade.
Mm-hmm. There seems to be some similarity here in that each of you seem to say that Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and Iran all are not necessarily enthusiastic about a U.S. invasion of Iraq, but in the end, all three would have to essentially accept the inevitable. And even in the case of Turkey, even make their assets available for it because they don't want to be shut out of any possible role in rearranging the furniture in Iraq to come. And Mr. Al-Mayna, have the Saudis made what amounts to a strategic decision that they can't afford to look as if they're supporting U.S. policy, but at the same time they'll make intelligent preparations to sell more oil to China and India when that time comes?
I don't think so. Our concerns would be the same as those of Iran and Turkey. But I still think that this attack on Iraq, which the Saudis view would cause harm to the people of Iraq, because there will be collateral damage, bloodshed, and also there will be the bitterness and the rising tide of extremism. So I think America has to look at this too.
I want to thank you all very much for being with us. Yasmin Çangar is the Washington Bureau Chief of the Turkish daily Milliyet and a correspondent with CNN Turk. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Afshin Malavi has reported on Iran for Reuters and the Washington Post, the author of a new book, Persian Pilgrimages. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
And Khaled Al-Mayna is editor of Arab News, and he joined us from Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. Mr. Al-Mayna, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.